The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host, George Williams, and this is The George Williams Show. I'm so glad to be back here this Tuesday night. Folks, we have a lot to talk about. Definitely a lot to talk about, especially that stupid speech that President Biden made today regarding the Freedom to Vote Act. Folks, we're going to have a special guest tonight, okay? And we're going to be talking about that. And it's going to be a guest that you've heard before. She's been on this show. She's very outspoken. She's a candidate for Congress down in South Florida. So we're going to have her on, and we're going to be talking about this. The Freedom to Vote Act. Who the hell in this country, if you're an American citizen, cannot vote, other than the fact that, you know, you're a convicted felon? That's about it, folks. And you must be 18 years of age. Okay? That's about it. Those are the only folks that I know. And even if you're a convicted felon, once you get out of prison, you can ask for reinstatement, okay, of your voting privileges. That's it. But who can't vote? Who can't vote if you're an American citizen? And this is being perpetrated by the Democrats. And we're going to be getting into that because, again, they're using race. The Democrats, they're at it again, folks. Race, 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 and race. And it has worked for them in the past. But guess what? Presently and in the future, it's not going to work for you Democrats, okay? Race issue is not going to last, folks, and it's not going to be good for the Democrats. So before we do that, though, Philip, I think we're ready to play our main provider of true information, and that is Mr. Dick Morris. Here we go, folks, with Dick Morris.
When one of those situations where the president is telling us that the sky is green and we can all look up and see that it's not, but he insists it's green, it's very much like when Bush insisted there were WMDs in Iraq or Johnson kept telling us we were winning in Vietnam. There are a few very obvious facts that people have come to accept and understand in this country. First is that Omicron has replaced Delta and Wuhan as the dominant virus strain. Secondly, that Omicron is unlikely to kill people. Third, that most current vaccines do not prevent you from getting Omicron. Fourth, that most current vaccines do not stop you from giving Omicron to somebody else. Fifthly, that there's no reliable data about the side effects of the vaccine, nor is there likely to be it because it's so new and vaccine studies require time to see what symptoms emerge from among vaccinated people. And when you put all that together, everybody comes to the conclusion, logically, that the decision to vaccinate or not is really up to each individual, and that it's not antisocial or irresponsible not to be vaccinated. It's just a matter of individual choice. Yet in the face of this, Biden continues to push the dogma that may once have been appropriate when he was dealing with the Wuhan and Delta diseases, which had high lethality counts, but it's inappropriate in dealing with Omicron, which does not. And with Biden continuing to insist on vaccination and adopting increasingly severe measures to stop people from working who are not vaccinated, forcing layoffs most recently in the federal workforce, his credibility is in tatters. And every night people see him go on television and say something that they know is not true. This is not very healthy for a president to do.
All right, folks, that was Dick Morris, and he's talking about vaccination. I want all you folks to know I am vaccinated, okay? And we've been taking vaccinations all our lives, folks, all our lives. And I can tell you, a few years ago in Africa where Ebola was present, okay, you would be crying to be vaccinated when Ebola. Ebola is 1,000 times worse than COVID, okay? And within a year, they develop a vaccine for it, and it's almost gone now in Africa, all right? It was really, when you got Ebola, you were going to die. You were going to die. There was no if, ands, or but. Fortunately, it didn't come over here. It was in Africa because they isolated. And those of us who are with the government and we're overseas, let me tell you, when I had to go to be stationed in Africa, they gave me 12 shots. I didn't know what the hell they were. All I know is they were sticking me on both sides. And I remember my son, Michael, he was about 4 years old. He had to take 8 shots to go to Africa to be stationed over there with me, okay? And my wife at that time, she had to take 10 shots. So, I'm a proponent of vaccine. I really am. But I do believe, folks, that it's up to the individual, okay? If you don't want it, hey, so be it. So be it. Just don't get around me. don't give it to me. But I am a proponent of if you want it, take it. If you don't, that's it. Okay? So it's by choice. And, hey, if you're working on a job and they said you have to have it in order to that's why the military surprised me. Because the military, I think they've gotten rid of almost 200 military troops who didn't want to take it. And let me tell you, all my years, I'm a retired major in the military, and I can tell you, I don't know how many shots they gave us, and especially the big one, the Gamla Gobla shot. And that depends on your weight. And they give you half of it in one hip and half of it in the other hip, folks, the Gamla Gobla. And those of you who have been overseas, you know what the heck that is. And I got it twice. I got it when I was going to Vietnam, and then I got it when I was going to Africa, okay? We have a caller. I was expecting a call from Sharon. Welcome to 106.5. You're on the air.
Well, hey, George. This is Sharon, the program chairman for Knollwood Republican Women's Club.
How you doing?
I'm calling to tell you about the speaker at our meeting tomorrow at 12:30 at the Woodridge Baptist Church Fellowship Hall.
Okay.
He is Martin Scott Catino.
Okay.
And he's speaking on changing socialism at the campus level.
Aha. Uh-huh. And Dr. that's a big problem. Catino, you know that.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm so excited about him coming. Maybe he'll give us some tips on how to change things.
Right, right. Because our colleges are so corrupt. And one of the things that our colleges do, they're hiring people from all over the world. They don't know who the hell these folks are, you know? And what background they have. It's unbelievable. And
it's
they're hiring
problem.
Them to teach our children at the college level.
I know. Some of them are indoctrinating them.
Correct.
But Dr. Catino is an assistant professor at Liberty University Online, and
okay.
He's a Fulbright scholar and a member of the Anti-Communism Action Team.
Good, good.
Now,
okay.
Look, if you can't come to the meeting at 12:30, you can watch his presentation live at 12:30 on the Knollwood Republican Women's Facebook page.
Oh, great.
And if you can't watch it live, you can watch it on demand later because it is archived there.
All right. All right, Stephanie. Sharon, right? That is fantastic. And we encourage people to watch it or try to go there tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, 1230, 2700 Schillinger Road South.
All right. Go ahead.
The Baptist Church.
All right, at the Baptist Church on Schillinger Road. All right, folks,
yeah,
we encourage you to try to go there and listen to the doctor.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, we are back. We are on a mission, and one person who is on a mission also, she's a candidate for Congress out of, where are you candidate out of? Leticia. Are you there?
How you doing?
Yeah. What district are you running for Congress?
Well, I'm running in District 11, actually, but they're creating an open seat due to the new redistricting across the country, actually.
Okay.
So I'm going to run. Right now, I'm registered in District 11.
Okay.
But it will be an open seat
right.
Once they confirm all the new redistricting lines.
Right. District 11. Okay. That's great. That's great. So you registered and you're ready to go.
Oh, I'm ready to go. I'm fundraising. I'm doing what I need to do to get out here and to motivate the masses, because that's what we have to do in these 2022 elections. We have to get out and participate.
Okay. I understand. I understand. And in line with that, did you hear President Biden speak today about the two voting acts that he want to change the filibuster rule in order to pass it?
You know, I'm going to say what it is. It's propaganda.
Okay.
You know what? I am so sick of them using our black history in this country to benefit themselves, because that's all he's doing, to benefit to change in the rules of engagement is what he's doing, especially the filibuster that's been there for what, decades? It's there to serve a purpose. So now he's coming in with his own agenda. We thought he could do, you know what? You thought to yourself, all right, 8 months and he has destroyed the company. Good God, this is going on a year. And he has tried to do exactly that, destroy America.
Right, and I totally agree with you, and in 2019, when he said that, and this was his statement, that we should not bother with the filibuster because it would be bad for our system, and now in 2022 he wants to change. Isn't that kind of hypocritical?
Well, I think that's all we've been actually getting out of this government, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, I don't expect anything different. I just think it's a shame how he's literally just destroying this country every time. I mean, just look what when you start using things in people's names, because that's what they're doing, especially in the name of blackness. What people are you trying to protect with these rights? Because it should not, our communities and not the urban communities, most folks got driver's license. They had to go to the bank to cash, get that money for them stimulus checks, didn't they?
That's true. That's true.
And I'm just saying the reality, and I'm just tired of them using our history as propaganda, because that's all the Democrats have done. That's all Biden has done. That's all Harris has done. And she can't even go to the border good, let alone telling us about what we don't have and what we need. No, Joe Biden's practices are deadly to America. And he has let us know that he is coming to destroy. And that's exactly what he's doing, destroying the Constitution, destroying everything this country was built on.
Right, right. And I agree with that. And you know, Unfortunately, they're using John Lewis' name, former congressman who died last year. They're using his name, but he was a Democrat, and it's just unbelievable. Tell me, Leticia, what American citizen in these here United States, okay? Notice I said American citizen. In these here United States cannot vote or cannot get an ID card. Do you know of any?
No, I don't. And illegal people definitely can vote and get an ID card as well.
That is correct. That is correct. Look at New York City. And I was shocked. The new mayor is a captain, retired NYPD captain, and he said he's gone along with the city council in New York to allow 800,000 illegals to vote in municipal elections. And I think that should be challenged because the Constitution
Absolutely.
Said you must be a United States citizen to vote in America. So I'm sure we're going to challenge it.
As we definitely should. But you know what? We have been set up in America. Just look at it. You don't know what direction anybody is anymore. You know, we thought because he was a cop that guy would do a halfway decent job, at least, you know, stay focused on the Constitution and what he represented when he served the people. And now he's serving his constituents at a larger level. And he is actually, sounds like he's pushing for a socialist agenda as well.
True. That is true. And I was watching a little bit TV and Chuck Schumer was on. And it was sickening. He was sickening talking about the blacks and minorities who don't have the opportunity to vote in America. I mean, that was nothing but a lie. And it's nothing. It is sick. It is really sick that you have the president of the Senate telling those lies, barefaced lies, okay? And it's just totally unbelievable. But hearing him today, and I had Congressman Carl on from 1st District in Alabama 2 weeks ago, and he said the Democrats are recruiting for the Republican Party, and I believe that.
Yes, yes. I believe that as well, George, at this particular time. They definitely are recruiting for the Republican Party. But this is a time in our history in America, it's going to take American people and the Christians to rise up against these lies. And not only that, you know what's so interesting to me, George?
What's that?
How is it they are so comfortable with using the black propaganda in society and not expecting anybody to challenge what they're saying?
Well, you know why they're doing it, don't you? Over the past years, Republicans have been very quiet and not challenged it. And that's why they couldn't stand President Trump, because he challenged everything that they said. And President Reagan challenged everything that they said, okay? So, and now that's what we're doing. People like you and myself and other conservative speakers, we're challenging them. We're calling them liars, okay? And we are putting out our own epithet, and we're not letting the Democrats do it because we know that they're lying about it. And so, I'm glad to have someone on like you who knows what's going on, who's part of the system. Yeah, to come on and tell us what you think about it.
And I'm glad that we have someone like you that has an outlet, because, you know, us conservatives don't have honest journalism. And this, even these forms of communication, you know, allows me to bring honest journalism to our country, because that's what the confusing thing is right now. People, is just so much information out here. People have to literally buckle down and cut some of it off and say, I'm going to listen to certain things, because I know that they have a track record. Because when we go to the syndicated media, we all know they are pay to play. They will flip on us like a hot potato,
right?
You know, and it's unfortunate, but that's what happens as well. And we have to fight. George, 2022 should be phenomenal for Republicans. We should be able to stick together around this country and just wipe them out so we can stop foolishness like Joe Biden. Because the only way we're going to do this is by controlling the Congress and controlling the House. And you know that.
Yes. Yeah. We got about another 15 seconds before we go into a break. So we appreciate if you stand by. Okay. And
okay.
Until after the break, because we want to talk to you some more, and we want to talk to you about your candidacy and how things are going in Florida. Okay.
Perfect. Because you know we have an election today in Florida.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was that for Alcee Hastings?
For District 20, we have special elections all across the South.
Oh wow. Okay. I know Alcee Hastings, who died, the Congressman Hastings, who died.
Yep.
I know his seat was up, is up for grab.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Letitia Jones. She's a candidate in District 11 in Florida for Congress. So we'll be back with her after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and we have Ms. Letitia Jones. She is a congressional candidate in District 11 in Florida. Letitia, question. How are things going in Florida as far as politics under Governor DeSantis?
We have the best governor in the country.
Okay.
Florida is open, and it is awesome. We are very supportive, and we'll be grateful to have Governor DeSantis as our governor here because he's making some hard decisions, but at the same time, you know, he has a lot he's dealing with that people need to. Well, people don't care. We both know that, especially when you get into politics and you are in positions of authority, especially as a governor. But Governor DeSantis is holding it very well, especially with the folks that's coming after him. You know, but we expected that as well, and I think he's doing a good job. We love Governor DeSantis in the great state of Florida. We are getting really revved up for his reelection for 2022. We are getting ready for our senior senator Marco Rubio's election for 2022 as well.
Right.
We have a lot of stuff going on across this country, but right now, today, we have that election with the special election for Congressional District 20 for Alcee Hastings' seat.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting, to say the least. I don't know if you we're familiar with a young man that actually won the primary, is a double offender, but he ran his election on getting a second chance. And I think it was very good. And I think he'll do good in the numbers tonight. And another thing I see in Florida that happened with this y'all in this district as well, usually the Republicans don't invest in minority communities. Well, what they did was they invested in this election. That was in a minority district with a Caucasian gentleman, but at the same time, the momentum that we needed was there.
Right. So you think he's going to win that election?
It would be a miracle from God.
Okay.
I pray that he would, because I think that it's enough Republicans if the Republicans come out, because it's off season for voting, January 11th, right, coming out of the new year. I don't think that they expect a high voter turnout.
Okay.
But we have increase the number of Republicans in the state of Florida. We now have more registered Republicans to vote than Democrats.
Yeah, I heard about that. And one of the reasons you have that is because when the governor took office, you know, I was down there during that time and I was part of his campaign. After he took office, he fired about five county party chairmen, you know, election chairmen, Broward County and Palm Beach County especially. You know about that. And they kind of cleaned the rolls up, the voter rolls.
Yep.
The governor is not afraid.
That young man has a good chance because they are cleaning up the voter rolls. And like you said, Governor DeSantis, he came in working. He came in doing a job.
Right.
And he came in to get the job done.
Right, right. And that's what I like about him, you know. He's got the guts. He's a military man. He's got the guts. And that's what we need as Republicans. We've been lacking those, you know, for Republicans over the last, 10, 12 years. And we need a whole bunch of folks who have the guts. And I tell you what, you do too. And that's what I like about it. You know,
it takes heart to be in this business because that's what this is.
Right.
It takes heart because
right.
they beat you down pretty bad. But if we want to come to you, we have to fight, right?
Yes, that's right. That is correct, especially with the Democrats, because it is unbelievable how they can look at your face. And I remember my mother used to say, she used to call you a bare-faced liar when you look in her face and you lie. You're a bare-faced liar, you. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They are definitely bare-faced liars because they'll look. Schumer today, I forgot what program he was on. They were interviewing him. And this guy was doing nothing but telling lies, okay? Talking about the two Voting Rights Act laws that they want passed, and it's going to help minorities and poor people. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Those words came out of his mouth, among other things. They were all lies. Help minorities.
You know, yeah, and Catholic school, they used to wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah,
that's it. It's cold lies.
And Mama used to say that too.
Soap to start washing a lot of miles out in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right, right. Remember on January 6th, Liz Cheney, how she was getting on President Trump and how she was talking about the disturbance there in Washington, D.C., they tried. And it's unfortunately, well, it's fortunate for the Republicans that they can't win on this, so they try this. They can't win on that, so they try that, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing. And I'm glad that you down there, you're doing good, and like what the governor is doing, because he can, you know, be our president in after this other 4-year period, you know, and I hope that when President Trump runs, this guy DeSantis will be his vice president.
That would be great. That would be a blessing in disguise because Governor DeSantis, you know, he's the man for that job to be honest, after this. You're absolutely correct. I would like to see some form of ticket with Governor DeSantis a part of that, as well as President Trump, because we know that they're trying to tie President Trump down in all kind of legal allegations to try to deter him, from running.
Right.
What their strategy probably is. We have to always have an ace in the hole, an ace in the bush.
Right, right, right. And they're trying it. They even want to do something to pass a resolution or something to prevent him from running in 2024. Why are they worried about him?
Because he told their secrets. He has opened the eyes. He has pulled the mask off. The veil is uncovered to Washington.
Right.
It is uncovered to the American people. And not only that, look, you know, when people start thinking for themselves, you, of course they don't want that. And that's what exactly has happened. But not only that, people are so angry right now. I think they want to see more happiness in this country as well. And they have to bring God back. You still have to repent. And I think that, you know what, George, you got to say what it is. We are dealing with Satan right now. We are literally dealing with Satan. Right. You cannot compromise with the devil.
Right. True. Yeah, and you hit that right on the head, okay? You cannot compromise with the devil, and the devil, these devils in Washington don't want compromise. They want to do it by themselves, and the only way they're going to do it, and thank God right now for the two senators, who Democratic senators, who want, who will not go along with them.
Thank God for those miracles.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why they want to try and get rid of the filibuster, because they need 60 votes to pass legislation now. And if they got rid of the filibuster, then they could get it. They can pass those two acts, which to me are totally not necessary because of the fact that there's no American citizen who are eligible to vote cannot vote in the United States of America. And so why do you need voter reform?
Right. And you know, it's so interesting how they are taking everything again from our history, because that's what this is from. They're our history, and they're using it against us. They are using it against America, and they're using it against Black America as well. You know, those are the times that you had to own property before you can vote. Right. And you had to go up there and, you know, prove who you were and pass the test. Those are not the days anymore.
No.
And what they're doing is, that's how they continue to motivate that hate in this society.
Right. And then Biden and some of the others, Schumer, brought up the Jim Crow law. Now, how old is the Jim Crow law? When is the last time Jim Crow law has been used? 100 years ago? 75 years ago? Are you kidding me?
Probably was one of the ones that created it, to be truthful.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We got about another half a minute, and then we're going to hold you over, and then we're going to talk about your campaign and how our audience can help you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks. We're here with Ms. Letitia Jones, and she's running for Congress at the 11th District in Florida. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. We have with us Ms. Letitia Jones. She is a candidate for Congress out of the 11th District in Florida. Letitia, tell us, how can our audience help you and support you in your endeavor to become a congresswoman?
Well, George, you know, the key that we all know to these congressional races is to raise money. And I think being aware and just talking about the candidacy is also a good thing.
Okay.
But if someone would like to donate, please just drop a check in the mail. Doesn't matter what the dollar amount is, but just make sure we know what your occupation is, because it has to be reported. And they can make a check payable to L.A. Jones for Congress.
Okay.
That's L.A. Jones for Congress.
Okay.
And they can mail it to P.O. Box 3475, Palm Beach, Florida 33480. And that's L.A. Jones for Congress, Post Office Box 3475, Palm Beach, Florida 33480.
All right. And you know, folks, Leticia, what we have to do is we have to, the Republican Party, and I say this for the Democrats and for the Hispanic, they are Rainbow Coalition, okay? But not the Republican Party. And folks, you Republicans out there who are non-minorities, you've got to help support our minority Republicans. Folks, you have to do that, okay? You have to do that. 3 months ago, we got our first black Republican elected in Alabama, Kenneth Pascal. Folks, we've got to help our minority, especially a black Republican, black minority candidates. And so that's why I encourage you to help our candidates, help all our candidates. But when we have a good black or minority Republican, please help them. That is important. What else you got, Leticia?
Well, George, you know, you've always been a supporter of minority candidates as well. And, you know, you invite us and you have a lot of us on the show, and we're appreciative of that as well. So we definitely want to make sure that sponsors continue to sponsor the show, because it shows like this that helps candidates all across the country, because people can donate. Doesn't matter what state they're in, you can help a candidate. You know, and I think people need to choose a candidate just like you guys did there in Alabama and get behind that candidate and, you know, support the candidate, because we have to take back the House in 2022. We need, what, 5 seats?
That's all.
That's it.
And 26 Democrats have already declared that they're not running in Congress.
Yes.
So
yes,
we can take some of those seats. You're in a vacant seat yourself.
Yeah.
Folks, you can elect and help Leticia get elected. We need more. You look at the Democrats in Congress right now. I think we have like three Republican, black Republicans, okay, and not many Hispanic Republicans. The Democrats are full of them, okay? Hispanics and black in Congress. The Democrats are full of them. But
yep,
it's not like that in the Republican Party. Republicans, you got to get off of your behind and help support minority candidates. And that's where the Democrats have us beat. By a long shot, they have us beat. So you Republicans out there and you independents, support some of these black and minority candidates. Go ahead, Leticia.
Yes, you're absolutely right, George. And, you know, I don't believe that at this point. It's kind of interesting because we don't have one black female representative in Congress. That's a Republican. Not one.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And when we talk about diversity, we want to tell people, well, you should lead the Democratic Party. You know, a lot of us, you know, we have to tell them why. Show them why as well, and show them what diversity actually looks like.
Right.
Because, and I will say the Republicans are working at it, but we have to work at it a little harder than what we have been doing. Because
right,
you're right, we have to catch up. And you know what, George, if you think about it, you got to think about what kind of people you're going to send to Congress to fight somebody like an AOC,
right,
or a Maxine Waters, or,
right,
you know, the other crazy people.
Right.
You know, you got to have somebody that's really willing to go in there and literally fight for the people, fight
right,
for the United States, our Constitution.
Yeah.
And
I think we have
Donald Trump.
Right. I think we have a question for you. Caller, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call on the air. I'm sorry.
Okay. Leticia?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to call and talk off the air, so he didn't want to call on the air. But you're right, and we must become a rainbow coalition like the Democratic Party. They're way out in front of us. Out in front of us as far as welcoming minorities into the Republican Party and supporting us, supporting minority candidates. Folks, we've got to start doing that. And that's where the Democrats are kicking our behind, okay? They really are. How many black women are in Congress, Leticia, do you know? I know it's a larger number.
Women in Congress, I don't know the exact amount, but I can promise you on the Democrat side is every bit of 60.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, on the Democrat side. 60.
Yeah, at least 60.
Wow. And Hispanic, probably a little less than that.
Yes, I want to say probably about 20 Hispanic.
Okay, and Republicans? I think 3, right?
That's it.
That's it. And no women.
That's it.
No women.
No.
Unbelievable.
And then you even talk about U.S. Senate as well.
Yeah.
So they would like, we would put a double like Warnock was able to get in that seat because of the motivation of racism that they pushed.
Right.
Those are the agendas that they pushed. And again, there's nobody here to challenge them but us. Because
right.
a lot of us, as you know, George, we feel as though we're being discriminated against in reference to the racism that's going on because we're the minority. We're not the majority. We are actually the minority.
Correct. And I know every day, I'm talked about. Okay. Oh, he's a Republican, and I say. Yeah, and I'm very proud of it, you know,
being a
black Republican. My grandparents were, my parents were Republicans, okay? And why were they Republicans? Because it was the Republicans who were helping Martin Luther King, not the Democrats. King was fighting the Democrats, okay?
Yeah.
It was Republican who sponsored and voted for the Civil Rights Act. It wasn't a Democrat.
Right.
Unfortunately, right. Johnson was in office, but it was a Republican. Edward Dirksen, Senator Dirksen, and Gerald Ford, the Congressman Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the ones who sponsored the legislation. So it is unbelievable. And then the Democrats took credit for it. Okay, but it was the Republicans.
Yep.
So
they say that's what criminals do.
All right, Leticia, we got about how many? About 10 seconds. So we appreciate you, and we're going to have you on some more, okay?
Yeah, thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone, and many of God's blessings. Let's do this 2022.
All right, folks, Leticia Jones, thank you very much. All right, folks, that's
thank
it.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We got to get out of here. We'll see you same time next week. Until then, everybody, Vicondales.